The bill, formulated by the House Select Committee on North Carolina River Quality, does not include any appropriations. But instead, according to Dana Sargent of Clean Cape Fear, it encourages agencies like the Department of Environmental Quality and Health and Human Services to keep doing what they're doing.
This legislation actually, there's no teeth to it. If you go through every single part, there's five parts of it. From Clean Cape Fear's perception, it seems that a lot of this is just kicking the can down the road, as one of the riverkeepers mentioned in his public comments. It just seems to be a stalling tactic to maybe present to the public that the House is doing something, but if you actually look at what they've done, it's actually nothing.
She says funding is critical.
Obviously, the number one was that they fund the DEQ and the DHHS. I mean, if they really want to take action, they need to stop playing games and commit to funding the regulatory body. It seems to Clean Cape Fear that the only reason they're not funding the regulatory body is because this Republican legislature prefers to protect the industry polluters over the people.
Representative Ted Davis, a Republican from New Hanover County, chairs the committee. He says it's a complex problem.
There's a lot of, I think, intentional misinformation. I think there's a lot of accidental misinformation. But a lot of people have a lot of concerns about things that really they should not be concerned about or rise to the level of the concern that they have.
The proposal, which will be discussed tomorrow in the General Assembly, directs the DEQ to study permitting processes. It directs DHHS to communicate health goals to the Secretary's Science Advisory Board. It instructs DEQ to coordinate with neighboring states on water quality issues. Critics say it fails on several fronts.
Well, it's disappointing because, as many people have observed, it is directing the regulatory authorities to do what it is that they're already doing and what they already have the authority to do.
That's Deb Butler, representative for New Hanover and Brunswick counties and a Democrat.
Chairman Davis continues to say this is a first step, is a first step, is a first step. Well, this is 6 months down the road. I think we should be past first steps, and we should start putting some money where it, you know, the authorities need it.
Davis says there is a reason it's a first step.
The session in January is only going to be a one-day session, maybe 2 days. So you can't sit here and start putting in things that will be controversial or require a lot of discussion. It'll need to be things that I feel is palatable, that the House will pass on the floor, then also can go over and the Senate will pass on the floor, all in what might be one day with all the other businesses going on.
That doesn't cut it for Representative Butler.
Vince, it speaks of a long legacy of deregulation. You know, if you're part of the team that has deregulated various organizations and institutions, and we now find that we have an emerging contaminant problem, you have to admit that perhaps you've gone too far and you have erred on the side of corporations instead of citizens. And that is painful, I guess, to do, but it's absolutely what must be done.
She remains adamant in her feeling that she belongs on the Select Committee on Water Quality as well.
If you look at all of the people on that committee, no one on the committee has more constituents directly impacted by this crisis than I do. The Cape Fear River bifurcates my district, and there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that I should be frozen out of this process, except for the fact that I am an outspoken Democrat. I am the only Democrat representing any of coastal North Carolina.
The General Assembly is scheduled to take up the bill tomorrow during a special session in Raleigh. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.